22 minutes past 9 o'clock. Now, several new MyCity bus routes have opened up from the 1st of May as an increasing number of residents return to work. And the city says it's committed to delivering a safe and reliable services to passengers during the lockdown. And under Stage 5, there was a limit to the number of people allowed on MyCity buses. The vehicles were to be regularly cleaned and hand sanitizers were going to be available as people get on. So what are the rules for Level 4? A colleague of mine in workshopping the story said that down the Somerset Road, she saw a MyCity bus which looked pretty full. Looks like every seat was taken. And we thought that we'd ask Felicity Purchase, Mayoral Committee Member for Transport in the City of Cape Town, to explain what are the safety implications for opening up the MyCity routes. Alderman Felicity Purchase, thanks so much for joining us. How is the city guaranteeing social distancing on MyCity buses as we go lower and lower in these lockdown levels?
Good evening, Lester, and to your listeners. We are, we have obviously educated the drivers to that extent and the vehicle operating companies, but what we're doing now is we're negotiating to be able to put on what effectively might be termed a conductor or a guard on the bus to then say if there are enough on, because we're down to 50% capacity. But that's 50% of the total capacity of the bus, which includes the standing room. So they can either sit or stand, but they're only allowed 50% of the normal capacity. So there is enough space to, in fact, all sit, and there is enough to have a gap every now and then. But even if they all sit, that would be still within the prescribed limits of how many the bus can take. But we are, you know, it is difficult for the driver when he stops and people want to jump on. So we're now negotiating whether we can't put what we would call a conductor on the bus to determine if the bus is full, the bus is full, and it doesn't take any more people. It is a problem, and we are trying to work our way through that. We are doing the sanitizing. We are doing the social distancing at the bus stops. We've painted lines to try and make people adhere to the safe distance behind each other. We're doing the hand sanitizing. The driver's wearing a mask, and everybody getting on the bus needs to have a mask.
Felicity, what happens if someone gets to a bus stop, the door's open, not wearing a mask? Will they be allowed onto the bus?
They will be turned back. So they can wear a scarf. They can wear a cloth covering. We were handing out masks as we had them. Obviously, as you know, there's a shortage of masks everywhere, but we are trying to facilitate masks for everybody.
I've seen some very novel pictures. I think it was a bus in Ireland that they would have vacant seats, and on the seats right next to them, they would put a large fabric covering with a big X to denote "do not sit here." We are promoting social distancing. Is that something that could be implemented here in Cape Town? Telling people don't sit on the seat.
So actually, funnily enough, we do that at our own premises, at our disaster risk management centre and things like that. Every second chair has got a reserve sign on it. So we are learning as we go along and becoming innovative with solutions. You know, you don't always get to everybody first time round. It might take a bit of cajoling, but we are we're coming up with ideas, and that's not a bad idea. We can think of that too.
We're speaking to Felicity Purchase, the Mayoral Committee Member for Transport in the City of Cape Town, talking about MyCity buses and the promotion of social distancing in those MyCity buses as more people start to go to work. Who's going to police this, Felicity? Will there be a security guard, a prefect, so to say, to actually tell people, sorry, you can't sit here, or you're standing too close to this person, would you mind standing at the other window? Essentially, that's how we're going to have to police people.
Well, we're doing that at the stations, but we actually have found that we need to get somebody on the bus to do it. The driver can't do it. He's driving the bus and he needs to concentrate on driving the bus. So we do need an extra person on the bus, and we're busy actually in those negotiations now to implement that process.
As we slowly go notch for notch down on a on the risk adjustment level from level 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1? Are we, and more people return to work? Are we going to be seeing, or do you project that we are going to be seeing the same number of peak passengers using MyCity buses as before the lockdown period, or would you somewhat see people going to be using their own vehicles now?
So, sorry, if I may, I think that we have learned something from this process. I think we have learned that actually a lot of people can work from home on a managed basis. So I think that the peak can now be deferred. Obviously, there will be people that can't work from home and will always need to go into their place of work. But I do think that the obviously, we want people to get back to work as fast as possible. The economy and the hunger can't carry on like this. But we do think that there have been productive ways of very efficient and interesting lessons learned from the amount of people that have successfully worked from home and been able to log in on their computers and any other way and are working efficiently and productively like that. So I think that we will encourage business to allow people to work remotely if and when they can, and hopefully that will reduce the load. I think the type of people that use buses do it for two reasons. First of all, they don't have their own public, they don't have their own personal transport. And secondly, it's a very efficient way of traveling. If I had a bus to go to work on, I at least could work on the bus and wouldn't have the stress of driving. So there's two types of people. I don't think those people will get off the bus into their own cars unless they really have to. I do believe that people every day, more and more people are using the masks. I noticed even now in my daily trip into my community in Masipumalela and Ocean View, more and more people are using masks around the main streets. More people are using masks. Not everyone. Every now and then you see someone that hasn't got there. But if we get to the point, I think, that everybody is wearing a mask, they are hand sanitizing, they are aware of all the issues, I think it will be quite safe to carry.
Now, Felicity, these are for MyCity buses. Yes. What even happens to minibus taxis or golden arrow buses? Who's left to enforce social distance in those vehicles?
So let me say that right at the outset, Golden Arrow Bus Service is working very well with us. We do the same sort of things. We do it because it's prescribed and also it's the right thing to do. The minibus taxi industry has been a little bit, should I say, slower to come on board because they're not really managed by the permit holders but by the drivers for all intents and purposes. But having said that, there's a willingness to on the permit holder's behalf to comply. So, and the umbrella bodies and TARCO is also trying to see that there is compliance with the regulations. So we have they do have what they call a gachi, which is the conductor who sees who gets on the bus and make sure they pay and that sort of thing. And those are the people that are trying to enforce it. We do have officials at the taxi ranks, and those officials are not only surveying all the time what's going on there, the movement of people, etc., but they're also monitoring the cleanliness and also that people are using the mask, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a combination of a whole sort of bunch of processes. And I know every now and then I get complaints that taxis have got too many people in. Unfortunately, that becomes an enforcement issue.
And then law enforcement has to ensure that proper distancing is enforced in those vehicles. Alderman Felicity Purchase, thanks so much. Really, really appreciate your insight.